Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. This letter is in response to a March 25 story titled Midland Bay Landing Moves Step Closer to Selecting Developer and a subsequent letter to the editor. Dear Editor, quoting a recent letter to the editor entitled Wake Up, Midland Before Squandering a Once-in-a-Lifetime Opportunity. Look at what makes a world-class city. Some of the key factors are almost always a large outstanding, user-friendly public park on an immediately accessible waterfront. Such public areas took vision. Stanley Park in Vancouver did not just happen. Midland has miserably and systematically squandered those amazing assets in the past. If the current plan proceeds, as it probably will, Midland and area citizens of today will have allowed more commercialism and lack of foresight to once again dominate. I fully support what this writer is saying. I cringe to think about what the Midland Bay Landing Plan appears to provide for public space, and how short-term this concrete exploitation will be of the town's once-in-its-lifetime legacy. I keep hoping for more visionary wisdom to emerge for the promised public space. But the machine moves on. Put in a pause and rethink on this approval, rather than using the pandemic as a distraction from forming a better vision of public space. Andrew McCrae, lifetime area resident, retired professor in Tiny.